Amen. Amen. Glad to see all my brothers and sisters back on tonight to listen to another portion of God's Word. Today, this evening, we plan to hit on another subject matter from the Word of God. You know, this evening, I titled my sermon, I do not have a closet religion. I do not have a closet religion. You know, when I was growing up, you know, things that were hid in the closet were things that were not to be seen in the daylight. You know, and when the gay movement started coming around, they started talking about coming out of the closet, right? You know, coming out of the closet. Let everybody know what they do and what they stand for, right? And when I think about it today, you know, I look at my closet and I look back there and there's things in my closet that I haven't seen for a very long time. You know, especially things I haven't worn, right? You know, you go through your closet sometimes and you find things that they're even too small for you to wear, right? You say, how in the world has that stayed in my closet that long, right? You know? And sometimes, you know, we have things that in our closet that we are ashamed of. You know, sometimes we have things in our closet that shouldn't even be there anymore, right? You know, but there are some things too that we should not be ashamed of. Amen. And as we begin to look at this scripture in Mark chapter 8 and verse number 38, you know, here we find the words. It says, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me," this is Jesus talking, right? "And my words and this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Now, it's one thing for sure, is that when Jesus comes again, you don't want him to look at you and be ashamed. You know, you don't want him to look at you and say, "Depart from me," right? You don't want him, you don't want to hear any of those words, right? You want to be welcome to Jesus to come, you know, awaiting him to come, right? Glad that he's finally come, right? So that this world and the things that we have trials and tribulations of are finally over, right? So we should be looking and be excited and glad for Jesus to come. Now this word, ashamed. You know, according to the dictionary, it says, "A shame is a feeling of guilt and a feeling of disgrace, a feeling of unworthiness, a feeling of inferiority," right? You know, sometimes shame causes a painful emotion caused by the conscious of guilt. And it also means to be ashamed means to be shortcoming, right? Being ashamed is something that we as Christians don't want to be ashamed of God's Word. Amen? Amen. Now, you know and I know there are things in God's Word those who that do not believe will come and question us about. Amen? You ever heard of that? You know, do you really believe this? Or do you really believe that? Right? You know, some of the things that are recorded in the Old Testament, right? And some of those things we're going to be reviewing or part of our theme as far as our Vacation Bible School, right? Believe it or not, it's in the Bible. Believe it or not, it's in the Bible, right? But some people who don't know God's Word, right? They grab onto some of those things, right? And try to make you feel ashamed of God's Word. Okay, do you really believe that, right? You know, and what the Bible says about baptism, right? Some people grab a hold of that and say, "Do you really believe that there is blood in that water that you come in contact with it? Do you believe that? You know, you can see that water. You don't see no blood in there." They try to make you feel ashamed of the Word of God, right? But see, those things, see, God's Word, we should never be ashamed of. Those are the words of God, right? And God can defend His own Word, right? You know, we don't have to defend God's Word. The Word of God defends itself, right? We just point at it and just show it to Him. Now, there are some things that we should be ashamed of, right? You know, we should be ashamed of our past sins. Amen? We should be ashamed of our past sins, right? You know, and if we have an opportunity to talk about our past sins, right, we should be talking in a manner that we're ashamed of them. Not glorifying them, right? Not lifting them up, right? Not like saying, oh yeah, what a hallelujah time I used to have, right? We should be talking in that fashion as we're ashamed of those past sins. Amen? Amen? And you know, so that's one thing we should be ashamed of, right? And you know, and because of our past sins, right? Sometimes our past sins keeps us from being focused on righteousness. All right, our past sins keeps us. Sometimes it keeps us from being focused on righteousness. Right. Now, also, you know, well, the third thing we should be ashamed of, we should be ashamed of being in the presence of being in fellowship with others who are in sin. We should be ashamed of that. We should be ashamed to be in fellowship with others who are in sin. Amen? You know they're in sin, right? You know they're in sin. You know they're doing the wrong thing, right? But yet we continue to fellowship them like they're not in no sin. Now, that we should be ashamed of. That comes from Ephesians 5, you know, 8 through 12. And Colossians, I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 34 and 38. Because when we're in fellowship with them, right, first of all, it's a contradiction of who you are. You're the children of the light, right? Someone's in sin, they're serving the darkness, right? So it's contradictory to who you are, right? And also then it's contradict the fruit that you bear, right? The fruit that you bear, right? If you're children of the light, you're bearing good fruit, right? The children of darkness bear bad fruit, right? And so there's a mixture there, right? So when you have fellowship with those who are in sin, right, you should be ashamed of them.
Amen. Amen.
Now, as far as us, right, as far as Christians, right, we should have nothing to be ashamed of.
Amen.
Nothing to be ashamed of,
Amen.
Right? Anything that goes on in our lives, right? You know, we can go to the Lord, we can repent, go to the Lord and pray and get that taken care of, right?
Yeah.
Now we may have some things that we still need to take care of in the world, right? You know, for that sin, right? For those sinful acts, right? But we can take care of that too, right? Amen. Now over Paul was not ashamed of the gospel, right? Because he was fully aware that what the gospel could do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He was fully aware of what the gospel could do. You know, over in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 21. If there we say, let's start at verse number 20. It says, where is the wise? Where is the scribes? Where is the dispute in the world? Hath not God made foolish of the wisdom of this world? The wisdom of this world. For after death, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The foolishness of preaching that saved them that believe. You know, we sometimes people just don't understand what it takes to be saved by God, right? To be saved by God, right? The first step to be saved by God, right, is hearing the word. Hearing the word, right? We have to go out and proclaim the word, right? Paul wasn't ashamed of proclaiming the word, right? He would do anything that was not contrary to God's word to get the word across to people. Amen? Amen? And it said that, but we preach Christ crucified to the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, foolishness, right? Foolishness, right? And it's the same thing in the world today, right? People come to us, right, with the simplistic of the gospel, right? And it's a stumbling block to them because they want something different, right? The wisdom of this world, right, is not the same as the wisdom of God. It becomes a stumbling block for them, right? And then to others in this generation, it's foolishness to them. Foolishness to them, the preaching of the gospel. verse number 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because of the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. You know, we need to, that's nothing for us to be ashamed of. You know, this is God's word. This is God's word. As children of God, right? We just need to tell them the word. Point them to the word. We don't need to be ashamed of the word of God. You know, and the purpose of the word, Let's go over to Romans. Romans in chapter 3. Just follow along with me if you can. Romans chapter 3, verse number 23. It says, you all heard of this, right? For we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by the grace through redemption of that is what Christ Jesus. That's the purpose of the word. Right? You know, we have been justified freely by the grace through the redemption of Christ Jesus. You know, so we don't need to be ashamed of that, right? You know, say, how can you that what you used to do? Stand before me now as a child of God, right? You know, you should be ashamed to put on Christ Jesus, right? But the word clearly tells us, right? It justifies us, right? Just as it's like it's never happened before, right? That's what the word of God does for us. And also over in Romans 6 and verse number 23, it talks about, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the word. We don't need to be ashamed of that, right? We don't need to defend it. We just take them to the Bible and let them read it for themselves. Amen? You know, there's a lot that we as children of God, right, we should understand that the Bible can defend itself, right? We don't need to run from anyone just because the wisdom of this world, right, is contradicting what the Bible says, right? We don't need to be ashamed of that. We just need to simply take them to the Bible and let the Bible defend itself. You know, the Bible says in by knowing the Lord, our God, right, and through His Word, right, we don't need to be ashamed of that. We should be able to stand up and tell the world about our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in the words of our Jesus Christ, you know, the word of Isaiah, you know, he's a wonderful Lord. He's a counselor. He's a mighty God. He's everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's why Isaiah said, right? You know, in the words of Peter, he's the Christ. He's the Son of the living God, right? In the words of Paul, right? He is the invisible God, the firstborn over creation. By him, through him, and for him were all things created. That's our Christ Jesus, right? That's the words of Paul, right? And it says, he is before all things, and in him were all things consist. He is the head of the body in the church. That's what Paul is saying about Christ Jesus, right? He is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, and then all things he might have the preeminence. Thank you. Help me out sometimes. I don't mind that. Glad you know your Bible. And the words of Jesus himself, right? In Revelation, right? He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, right? He says, I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. That's what Jesus says of himself, right? We shouldn't be ashamed of these things, right? We should be standing bold and proclaiming these things, right? Now, we need to be proclaiming these things not only through the word, but how we live our lives. Amen? How we live our lives, right? And see, and we do this by knowing the gospel, by knowing the power of God, by knowing the power of God. See, over Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. That's what it says there, right? And Paul knew that in proclaiming, and that in his message, he proclaimed it with powerful. It was powerful, the message he proclaimed, right? And that is read to you that how some might find it foolishness, right? Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, right? But see, you know, God's word is full of wisdom.
Amen.
Right? It is full of wisdom, right? You know, and Paul knew that the wisdom of God, the words of God is full of wisdom, right?
Amen.
And you know, it is not man's wisdom. You see, it's a godly wisdom.
Amen.
See, anytime you apply godly wisdom or something, right, it may not make sense to us at that present time, right?
Amen.
You know, but when we apply godly wisdom or something, right, Amen. God is going to take care of the outcome. Amen? God is going to take care of the outcome. Now, what is the gospel? The gospel is good news of our salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's something we shouldn't be ashamed of. You know, that's something we shouldn't be ashamed of, right? We all have sinned, and we need a redeemer. We need a redeemer, right? And that redeemer is Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel is all about, right? The Jesus Christ came to this earth and died. That's what the gospel is all about. We shouldn't be ashamed of that. Nothing to be ashamed of that. And there are certain facts about the gospel that you must believe. You must believe. You must believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. You must believe that, right? Now, people stumbled over that when he was on this earth, right? People couldn't get past that, right? You know, so everything that he said, everything that he did through his ministry, right, people were stumbling over that because they couldn't get past the fact that he was the Son of God. Now, you got to believe that with all your heart, with all your soul, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yeah.
And then the gospel also, the word of God, right, it gives us promise.
Yeah.
Right? It gives us promise of the hope.
Yeah.
Promise of the hope.
Uh-huh.
That hope we shouldn't be ashamed of.
Right.
That's our hope that we should always be holding on to.
Right.
Right? Holding on to the hope that we'll be at the end of this life.
Yeah.
When this life is over, right, our hope is that we can spend our eternal life with Christ Jesus. Amen? We shouldn't be ashamed of that, right? We should not be ashamed of that, right? And the Bible tells us, the Bible gives us many of warnings. And we need to heed to those warnings. We need to heed to all the warnings of the Word of God, right? Because it's God's wisdom. God's wisdom already proclaimed in His Word is more powerful than the word than man's wisdom.
Yeah.
Now this morning I talked a whole lot about be holy. Be holy, right? And being holy, you have to be obedient to the word of God, right? Now in order to enjoy that hope that you're holding on to, right? You have to be obedient to the word of God. Amen? You have to be obedient to the word of God. There's no way to get around that, right? You know, and people will tell you that the word of God is just a bunch of shit that thou shall not do, right? Tell you about what you cannot do, right? They want to get you into that thinking like that and being ashamed of what the Bible tells you not to do. Oh, you can't do this. And oh, you can't do that, right? But you know, we, the children of God, right? We don't look at it like that. We know that God's wisdom is higher than man's wisdom. We know that God really understands what makes us happy. Amen? You know, sometimes we get caught up in the wisdom of this world, right? Trying to seek happiness. Trying to find happiness, right? Trying to find happiness, right? But God really knows. God knows more than you know. What makes you happy? How what gives you joy? Right? And God is able and capable and can give you that joy. Amen? So don't get all tied up into enjoying the things of this world, right? Which only can give you a temporary joy. Right? Right? I don't want to pass that up, right? Because it'll give you a temporary joy. Right? A temporary joy. Right? And then after you have that temporary joy, there's a price that you have to pay. Amen? Amen. I always say about, you know, no one wants to grow up to be a drug addict. Right? But people go after drugs, right? Because they want that the joy of the drug, right? And then after they experience the joy of that drug, right? Then there's a price they have to pay. Amen? Some consequences for that, right? That's not what God wants you to see. God wants to give you everlasting joy. Everlasting joy. Amen. 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 And so, in conclusion, 2 Timothy. Turn over to 2 Timothy for me. In chapter 1, verse 8, it says there, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner." Amen. Amen. That's me and you. That's all of us who are children of God, right? We're prisoners, Lord. We should be proud of that, right? And it's okay. It is okay that I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? We should not be ashamed of that, right? It says, "But be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God." It says, "Who has saved us and called us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our words, but according to his purpose and grace." There's nothing to be ashamed of in that. You know, nothing at all to be ashamed of in that. It says, "Which is given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of the world." So, in closing, I just want to say, you know, we shouldn't hide our religion in the closet. We shouldn't take it off like a piece of clothing and have it back there in the back of our closet and put it on when we want to put it on. Amen? You know, or have it back there because I that was something I used to wear a long time ago. Now I'm going to go grab it and put it on. You know, we need to believe, we need to stand bold in the Word of God at all times. Right? We should never, ever be ashamed of the Word of God. Never, ever be ashamed of the Word of God. Let God, who is bigger than all of us, powerful than all of us, defend His Word. Right? All we need to do is proclaim the Word. Show them in black and white what thus says the Word of God. Right? And let the power of God, through His Holy Spirit, convict their heart. We should never be ashamed of the Word of God. Never should be ashamed of the Word of God. We should always have it with us wherever we go. No matter where we go, we should be not ashamed to take the Word of God. And if you are ashamed, you shouldn't be there. Amen? Then you shouldn't be there, right? If you're ashamed of the Word of God, don't go there, right? Don't go there at all, right? But the point is that we all need to just look at ourselves. Examine our lives. Because that's what it's all about. Examining ourselves, right? You know, look at our lives and look at the Bible. Look what thus says to the Word of God, right? And apply it to our lives. Don't be ashamed of the Word of God. That's where the power's at, right? You want to change your life, right? Use the Word of God. Don't be ashamed of that. Use the Word of God. It can change your life. It can change your life. And God's wisdom is more greater than the wisdom of this world. So, I, as I look around, I see that everyone is already put on Christ as a child of God, right? You know, and you just look at yourself. Have we been ashamed of God's Word in one way or another? Have we been ashamed to proclaim His Word? You know, have we been ashamed to act out on His Word, right? Have we been hiding His Word in our closet like a piece of old clothing, right, that we haven't worn in a long time, right? Is there a portion of God's Word that is like that in our lives, right, that's hiding in the closet, right, because we don't want to go there. We can use everything else, right, but don't take me to that part, right? I don't want to use that part, right? I'm going to leave that part in the closet, right? No, that's not what we should be. We should always be bold. Always be bold. You know, like Daniel was. Like Daniel and his friends, right? You know, be bold. Regardless of the circumstances that we face. Regardless of how we feel in this world, right? Trust in God's Word. Trusting in the Word of the Lord, right? He can help you through any situation that you're in. There's no problem that the power of God can't see you through. And I don't want to say see you through, right? See you through. We have to go through some things, right? God doesn't necessarily remove things, right? He can, right? But a lot of times, right, He wants you to go through some things. And that's what we have to do. Not be ashamed of God's Word and go through some things. So we stand and sing this selected song. And look at our lives. Look to see where we are in our lives.